Learning Masechta Zegilah Daf Chesem and Beis. I'm going to go back to Daf Chesem and Aleph. Say one shtickle on Daf Chesem and Aleph. So I didn't give the shi'an Daf Chesem and Aleph. The Mishnah there on Daf Chesem and Aleph says, "Ein bein nedarim l'nedaves el shadarim chayim echuyusa nedaves ein echayim echuyusa." The difference in nedarim and nedaves is only that nedarim nechayim and achayis chayim to replace it if it's lost, and nedaves you're not. I think Mar brings the Mishnah. Ezu neder emere alai oila. Neder means you say that you mechayiv yourself to bring an oila. And a dove is you say ezu oila. You say this behemoth should be an oila. And ma ben darim le doves. The darim, if it dies, or it's stolen, or it gets lost, chayiv b'chayusen, the doves meisu nigdu v'avdu, ein chayiv b'chayusen. That's the Mishnah. And the Gemara learns that from the Pesukim. The Gemara says, menani mili, v'nir tzalei l'chaper olav. The Gemara learns that from Pesukim. So the Brisker Rav, it's brought in the Sefer Minchas Avraham and Zvachan, the Psalmach Zayin and Mabeis, the famous Brisker Rav, that why do you need a Pasuk for? And what's the Chalav HaChiddush? So it makes a Nedev, he says, Arayin like Olam. So for Shtetzach, if this Olam didn't work, he has to bring another one. He wasn't yet Mekayim his Nedev. Someone says in Dov, Arayzu Olam. Okay, he has to bring this one. Like the verse says, Olam Yibal Ta'achaz, Evaz HaShavim. He's Mechuyiv to bring it, but if something happens, it gets lost. So that's it. Why would he have to replace it? What's the chiddush b'chalal, and why would you need a pasuk for? Chazak the Biskura says that the kiyum of the ned is when you mafish the carbon. You ready with mekayim? That day you have to bring it after you mafish the carbon is the same din they have to bring in the dava. But you ready mekayim the ned by being mafish the carbon, or at least when you bring it to the azar and gave it to a kayim, that's also a possibility. Because you did yours, you did your job, and then get a kapara, but you did yours. So how come you take a chayiv? If it doesn't get a kapara, the Teretz is a new din. It's a new din called Achrayis. It's a new din of Achrayis, not mitzad that you weren't mekayim the nether, you weren't mekayim the nether. But you have a naya din called, you have Achrayis. You have to replace the carbon that's missing. And that's only by nether. That's what it says. How do you know it's only by nether? You learn it from all of it's only by nether. By nedav, it is no din to replace the missing carbon. By nether, is a din replacing the missing carbon. But the pshat is a nether, is a chum mekayim. It's a naya din to replace the missing carbon. He brings the Rambam in Ilchus Ma'isik Rabban is Perek Dezayin Alachas Zayin that says that if someone says a rei like oila and his mafresh is shor and the shor got stolen, so he has to replace it. If he doesn't replace it with the shor, he said a rei like oila. When you say a rei like oila, it can be anything. It can be a shor, an aiz, any carbon you want, as long as it's an oila. And his mafresh is shor and then the shor gets stolen. Now he wants to replace it with the keves, so he says you're allowed to. Now what's the chiddush though? If the whole reason why you have to do it is because you still were mekayim in eder, harelah ela b'emesin you can mekayim with the keves. So just because you brought a shor first, why should that mean they have to dafka bring a shor now? Teretz says not. It's not a din mitzad in eder. Mitzad in eder you ready mekayim in eder. The din is mitzad in achrayis. So achrayis maybe you have to replace the carbon with the same type of carbon. Kamashma no. As long as you replace it with a carbon, that's good enough to mekayim in din achrayis. But that the chiddush in the Rambam would only be if this is a din achrayis. So the Turi Evan over here asks a kasha and Rashi and Meila. Rashi and Meila daf Yud Hesem and Aleph. The way he's gairis and says pshat in the Gemara there, he comes out according to Reb Shimon. Someone is mechayev v'chatas or nashim. He's chayev and achrayis until he brings it to the Azar. Once he brings it to the Azar, he's potter. As I state in Rashi and Meila daf Yud Hesem and Aleph. So in fact, Turi Evan, what does it mean? Reb Shimon says even by a neder, even by a voluntary carbon, when you say a real I brought it to the Azar, it doesn't work. You have to manisla the chapra of it. It only works if you get a kapara. So koshke nechatas, where you b'chal didn't have your carbon that you brought, just because you bring it to Azar, you pater, what's the pshat? As I affect the Turi Evan. Now the Mishnah Melech asks a similar question. Rashi and Chul and Daf Kuf Lamites. Also Rashi says the same thing. He's talking about, when he says a real I, so he says a real I means a lai lavi la Azar, and he's mekayin the nether when he brings it to the Azarim. So first of the kash, this gemara is mefurish not the way. This gemara is mefurish. The nizal chaperol of only when you get a kapara. And members of taisin chul nafcha beis and beis also is mefurish that way. And kvegis mitzayin on the Rashi and Meila. Now if you test him now, if he's mitzayin the Rashi and chulin, which is there naf kufla mitzayim and aleph, and the taisin chul nafcha beis and beis. So the Brisker Rav says according to his society it's good because he ikad the nedi mekayin when he brought it to the Azarim. That the mechayim also din achrayis. Rashi is not discussing the din achrayis. So Kobi can answer the Rashi and Mila also that way. That yekid din chiyav chatas, you mechayim ready when you bring it to the Azara. That you still have to bring a chatas, is only mitzad the din achrayis. And now let's see the Gemara here in Daf Chesam and Beis. The Mishnah says, "En bein mitzayim musgar le mitzayim muchlet ala priya uprima." The only difference between a mitzayim musgar, that initially when he becomes a mitzayim, and the Kayin says that he's musgar, he has a neged saras, if it has a tusaris or a michya, so then it becomes a muchlet, he's muchlet. So, like we see, the only way he can become tar is if the neged goes away. But if he doesn't have tusaris, doesn't have a michya, so we're masker, make a muska for 7 days, and then after 7 days, you look, if it didn't spread, another 7 days, different dinim of hesker, and then it'll be tar. The Gemara says, "Lo nishuluch v'tum b'zevus eshavin." A muska is also mishuluch from the three machanas. He's also tummy. He just doesn't have a din of priya uprima. He doesn't have a din. They have to uncover his head and tear his clothing. So I want to discuss a shtickle by Arichus. What is the din of muska? What does it mean to be muska? It says v'hisker akayinus enegah shivus yom. What does it mean? So we'll start with the Mishnah L'Melech. So Mishnah L'Melech and Ilchus Tum Saras Perikidal Alachehei. He brings down, there's a Gemara in the Dorim Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara there is discussing by Abayis. It says by Abayis and Manug. Also it says, it's Hesker by Abayis. It says, V'yotza HaKayin min Abayis al Pesach Abayis. The Gemara says, Yachal Yelech Lebeis V'yaskir. You would think the Kayin could do the Hesker from his own house. Tamayim al Pesach Abayis. You would think that he could do it from inside the house. It says, V'yotza HaKayin min Abayis. So he has to go out of the house. But Oymim Mitzan HaMashkev V'yaskir. That's the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Nun Vav. So the Rishonim there on the page, Rashi and the Ran and Taisus and the Rosh, they say, what does it mean he go to his house and be maska? How could he lock up the Beis HaMenuga if he's in his own house? He's not there. Teretz is with a Chaval Aruch. He could do it with a big, with a long rope or with a Shliach. They both discuss this problem. What's the Gemara saying? How many could go to your own house and be maska? How can be maska? How are you going to lock the door? Teretz is he could do it with a Shliach, with a Chaval Aruch. Chazak the Mishnah L'Melech, Vaislis they held, that when it says in the Pasuk, the Yotza HaKayin, and the Bayis will pass away, the Hiskir means Kipshuta, he has to lock the door, he has to physically lock the door. Chazak the Mishnah L'Melech, well, Yadatim Ayin Lom the Dinzer Abbasainu, where did the Rishainim understand this din from? Why? The Gabinigi Adam Ksiv Hiskir is HaKayin is a Nega. By Nigga, Adam, it says, Hiskir HaKayin is a Nega, it says he locks up the Nega. What does Hesker mean there? It just means Amira. He says, Acholei Shem, it's Musker. And why does the Kayin have to do it? Because everything's telling the Kayin. Nothing happens by itself. Whether he's Pater, or whether he's Tamei, or whether it's Mukhlet, or whether it's Musker, it's all beyond Kayin. So maybe say something about them. It's Acholei Shem, he has to say it before, it's Musker. And Abayis Musker is an Avi Avis Atoma. Avad is telling the Dibra Kayin. How do Rishonim know that it means to lock the house? But come to the Mishnah L'Melech is naming on that nobody has a half a minute to believe that by Adam it means to actually physically lock him up. That's not what it means by Adam or by Begadim. Avada there it just means to make a Chalei Shem. But by Bias there, he would have said it means the same thing. And the Rishonim somehow naming on that it means to actually physically lock the house, and you're not sure where they got it from. And as I said, the Minchas Kinnach Mamish is saying, think of the Mishnah L'Melech, he quotes the Mishnah L'Melech, but he says like this, it's a Mitzvah Kuv Samach, that's with that. The Cholman, the Mavurga, Menigah, Adam, the Meskirin, I say, in a Pirish, a Meskirin, as Adam, a Cheder, it doesn't mean to lock him up in a room. Rak Abshat, the Yeshli, Din Muskar, as a Din, it's a Chalei Shem, V'loi Muchl, L'kam Adin, Im Sheish, Mintar, L'Muskar, L'Muchl, there's a lot of Din, and difference between someone Tar, someone Muskar, someone Muchl. So Mela, Kain has to decide, is he Tar? Is it not a Negi at all? Is he Muskar? Is he Muchl? Muskas the Chalei Shem. Dr. Minchas Kinnik, Vizay Aliba, the Kuli Alma Gam, Niga Adam Ubagadim, just like the Mishnah Melech Nemelon, everyone agrees that, by Niga Adam Ubagadim. No one has a half minute out the way. Like, by Niga Batim, Yishharbi Shita, Shasach, Lizgar Dalas Mamish, by Niga Batim, you have it. And he means the Rishainim on the page in the Dorm, that all seems to Naman, that it means to actually physically lock the door of the house. Another Achron in Emz on the way, but he at least discusses the other side, is the Mishnah Achronim. The Mishnah Achronim is a Pirush of Mishnais, and the Gaon Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. And he says that Rashi and Chumash says, Shishgurenu Abayis Echot, that he should lock him up in a room, lock him up in a house. That's what he says. He brings from Rashi and Chumash. But Aliyah's Daiti, Yev Shalai Mekain. I don't think it's true, Zak, the Mishnah Achronim. Why? Because then a Musker is going to be a Muhammad and a Muchlet. By a mukhlet, it says, lo yaski menu. You don't lock him up. Ki tamehu. So come dice. A muskar is more chamer than a mukhlet. A mukhlet should be more chamer than a muskar. And also he asks that we've ruined the Gemara in a few places, that the reason for Hesker is because we don't know if he's Tamei or not. So the Hesker is to show, to decide if he's going to become Tamei. Why would you have to lock him up in a room for that? As a factor. Just wait. Wait till the end of the week. And he wants to say the Rambam is Mashma, not like Rashi. The Rambam says Hesker doesn't explain locking up in the room. Vice says he just means the Chol Hashem. The Chazon Ish, who held by Rashi in the Gums, and Megillah Mesudah says he doesn't see any Mashmais in the Rambam. The Rambam just quotes the Lashon of the Mishnah and the Pasuk. Whatever they mean, that's what the Rambam means. But you see already three Achreinim, the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Mishnah Achreinim, and the Minchas Chinuch, the Ulneman, the Kabbanah by Adam and Kalim, Hesker doesn't mean anything other than just making a Chalei Shem. Now, the Rishonim didn't learn that way. The Rishonim didn't learn that Hesker is just a Chalei Shem. They learned when the Pasuk says, V'hisker es ha'nega shivas yamin, it means to lock up. But the Shaila is, it is a Machlekes Rishonim, where they actually have to lock him up in a room. Rashi, like we said, says, Yeskirenu v'bayis echon. And it's even more mefurish, in Ma'in Kod Navzayin, not in the Rashi that we have on the page, but in Rashi Ksavyan, and Rashi on the Rif, and the Rishonim bring this Rashi. The Gemara there is discussing whether there's a din to do you. Do you look at the gun? Could the kayan look at the gun mechalamayid? And when Rashi was discussing different cases, one of the cases was a musker at the end of the week. Could the kayan look at it? And there it says yes. And Rashi says because umanushach, if he's matayim, then great. And if he's not, so we mask him another 7 days. So why did you lose? Rashi says b'lavachi basic haloyim is anyway in jail. Also in that gemara it's mavur that Rashi is a musker is aser b'tashmish hamita. The way he learns the gemara, a musker is aser b'tashmish. It's interesting. In the Shaina Rabban, the way to get this din, there is a shaila if a mitzvah is also b'tashemita, so maybe I'll say mitzvah muskul lemuchlat, then it would also be also b'tashemita. But the Taisa already asked the kasha, if a muchlat is mutter b'tashemita, where did he get that a muskul is also b'tashemita? But the Taisa Rash says, hagufa, because Rashi holds he's locked in a house, his wife can't come. So practically speaking, he's going to be nimda from tashemita because his wife can't come to him. So Taisa Rush brings all this down, and he says like this. He says, "V'aim lashin ha'pasuk mashmik yerusha ta'avli meim of hiskeres ha'negua." The problem is, the hiskeres ha'nega. It doesn't say you mask the person, the mitzayra. It says you mask the nega. Right? So it doesn't sound like the person's locked up. It sounds like the nega's locked up. And also he says, "Ain't time la'hiskeres that." What was the reason why? Which is the Mishnah Achreinus Kasha. Right? Why would you have to, and you also ask the other Mishnah Achreinus Kasha. You also ask the second Kasha of Mishnah Achreinus, what's the reason for the Hesker? Why would you do it for? You could figure out that he's stumbling without the Hesker just as well. So Taisa Rosh says the Hesker can mean one of two things. Either it means, the Hesker is a nega. You're not being masked in a mitzvah. You're masked in a nega. He says you take ink and put it around the nega border. So now you know exactly the size of the nega. If it spreads out, even if it spreads a little bit, you'll be able to see it went over the ink. So that's v'hisker. Also he says, v'hisker can mean that you protect the nega. You put a cloth around the nega so you shouldn't scratch off the nega. But nigevatim, he says, it means to lock the house because you don't want people to come into the house. They might take off the nega. And the Torah brings a solitary precious via. He brings a sheet as a rush. And the Rosh held that Hesker means not Hesker the Mitzayir, like Rashi says, Iskrenu Vaisecha, but Hesker the Nega. But neither of them learned it's a Chalais. They learned it's something that you're doing. Just Rashi says it's something you're doing with the Mitzayir, the Nega means the Mitzayir, and the Rosh says it's something you're doing with the Nega. And there's a Daskenu in Balitesis and a Cheskuni that say the reason why you lock him up is because you want to make sure that you don't look at the Nega the whole time, otherwise you won't be able to tell that it's spread. If you see it every day, you can't tell by a gradual spread. If you see it once, and you see it a week later, so even if it's spread gradually, you'll be able to tell. So they sound like they hold like Rashi. The Meiri also here. He brings Klarit both days. The Meiri asks Akasha. The Mitzari Musker Ichi Luach, how are you going to call him Musker? He's not locked up. He's Mechutz L'machana. So he says his first teretz. He's locked up in a house. It's Mechutz L'machana. And then he says, in the Kalmukul Mechaz Ga'inim Reisi Mepirish Hezger, Shoakaf is Rashi Mesikur, they're Rashi Mesikur, they're Rashi like the Rosh. That you surround it. So there is a machlokes rishonim if Hesker means to lock him up in a house, or Hesker means to surround the nega and to protect the nega. But nobody says Hesker is just a chalei shame like the achreinim say. Now I want to also answer maybe Taisa's kasha and Rashi, Taisa Rashi's kasha and Rashi in Ma'ikadin that wants to know how come it didn't say from the ein bein mitzrayim muskul and mitzrayim muchlet the iser of tashmish amita or the din that he has to be sagu b'mayis. I think whatever is nichel in the name musker, musker means a locked up mitzayir. So that you know already. You have to say other dinim. But whatever is just like usa, I mean, a mitzayir muchlet, in order to become tar, the neg has to go away. And a mitzayir musker, in order to become tar, it just has to be, he just has to pass the 7 days. But that the Mishnah wouldn't mention, because that's a taich. That's a taich of musker, it's a taich of muchlet. If musker means to be locked up, and it means kipshutai, so the Mishnah wouldn't have to say this chilek. It's violent. That's what a Mitzrayim Musker is. Also, the Mishnah Achrayna brings a raya to Rashi from a Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah says, Basav Adam is chayvish v'beisusurim, kashbar chayvish v'beisusurim, shenem v'hiskir akayim. So it's trying to explain how Hashem does things that the Melech Basav Adam does, and one of them is put someone in jail, like it says v'hiskir akayim. So the Mishnah Achrayna, even then, didn't say that he thinks it means hesker. He says, Derech HaMedrash Lidish Basa Pasha Dekra. The Derech HaMedrash is the Darshan based on the plain meaning of the Pasuk, but the Ikra Din, Nirikid Pirashti. But the Chazon Ish, who doesn't know like the Rashi, and he brings Rayas, he says also the Medrash is a Rayas, he says, Mashakasa Vesher, Mashakonish, or Derech HaGodla, Yeroy Lekasa Dvarim Kehle. How can you learn that way? Now, I think what bothered the Achreinim, the Mishnah Melech and the Mishnah Achreinim, the Cheskinach, is that there's no mention, Akopanim in the Sifri Halacha, of any locking them up. L'chari, if the taka had to lock him up, it should have been mentioned, or at least some dinim about it. Like, could it go out to the Beis HaKisei? Could anyone else be in the house with him? Any qualifications of the house? What's the halacha? He's not allowed to go out of the house? Is that a bit the lase? Something should be mentioned about it. Nothing is there b'chlal, and that's what led them to believe that there was no actual locking him up in the house. But l'maisa, the Rishayim say not the way. The Rishayim say, some Rishayim say close locking up in the house, and other Rishayim say it's being masked in the nega, putting something around the nega. And now let's go right up. The Mishnah says, "Ein bein svarim utfilim mezuzis al she svarim nechtavim mechalashim utfilim mezuzis ene nechtavim el ashuris." So you can write it any language you want. Tefillin and mezuzis, you have to write specifically ashuris. There's an interesting Turi Evan here. Turi Evan asks the kasha, "But my askina, if we're talking about that you're allowed, there's a heter to write svarim in any language, you're allowed to learn with them." You want to learn Chumash, you want to learn Chumash in a different language, so you have the heter to learn Chumash or Sifrei Navi by writing in a different language, learning in a different language. So Tefillah Mezuzah is also, if you want to write a different language and learn it, who's going to stop you? I mean, why not? You can write Tefillah Mezuzah in a different language, why not? But if it means that by Tefillah and Mezuzah, they're not kosher l'mitzvasan, you can't use them as Tefillah and Mezuzah except Lashon Kodesh, so Sefer Torah is also that way. You could be Yaitz in the midst of Ksivah Sefer Torah b'chol Lashon, it's an avad anand. What's the Havimina? Vada Sefer Torah is only when you write Lashon Kodesh. So what does the Mishnah mean? Mimanu Shech, if we're talking about Timakayim, the Mitzvah, everyone needs Lashon Kodesh. If we're talking about to learn from it, so then even Tefillah Mezuzah you could write to learn from it. So he says, Pshat, that Lamaisin is Alocha in Kaisim Megillotinik Leslamid, but you have to write a full Sefer. So even the Zaman Diyom, it says you could, I'll say it's Lashon Hashem, but that would only be in Lashon Kodesh. In other Lashonis, you wouldn't be able to write it. Mashiach in a whole Sefer, you're able to write B'chol Lashon to me Mislamed Bo. Now, the Achreinim on the Fakvik, look, where did Terevin get that you're not Yetzir Achayvus Ksivus Sefer Torah B'Shuris? If, according to the Man Diyom, we don't pass that way, we pass in Afisrael Matir Shicht Vel Yivanis, like the Gemara says, but if you would pass in B'chol Lashon, or according to Rishim Gamil Yivanis, so maybe it would be Yetzir Ksivus Sefer Torah. Mechate Sinat. As I tell us that the Achreinim, Sasem is here in the Milchus Chinuch, the last Milchus Chinuch in the Sefer, it's Maksiv Sefer Torah, is a Beisitza from Yitzchak Shmelkish, also is Mefakvik on it. The Emes is the Chais Mefurish in the Ran, not like him. There's a Gemara in the second parak that if a Megillah is missing some words, he eats a Megillah even if you're missing some words. And Yishayim Avim Achleikis, does that apply to a Sefer Torah that's missing words? Could you do Kriya Sefer in a Sefer Torah that's missing words? Achleikis Yishayim. The Ramban says it's specifically a kula for Megillah. Megillah is called the Igaris, but a Sefer Torah is not missing. A Sefer Torah won't be kosher to read it, even if it's just missing one letter. And it means the right, because by Tefillin and Mezuzah, this is Gemara Menachos, that even one letter is Ma'akev, even a Kutz Hashir is Ma'akev. And our Mishnah says, Ein Bein Svarim Tefillin and Mezuzah, Elash is Svarim Torah Mechalashim, and Tefillin and Chamel Hashiris, Vaisis Lagabi Elder Halachas are the same. So just like Tefillin and Mezuzah is missing one letter is Pasal, so Sefer Torah is also possible if it's missing one letter. That's the Ramban. Zok the Ran, I don't think it's a good raya. Because of course, legabe, their mitzvah will be the same. Just like tefillin and mezuzahs, you can't do a mitzvah of tefillin or a mitzvah of mezuzah if it's missing one letter. So sefer Torah also, what's the mitzvah of sefer Torah? The mitzvah is that everyone's mechuyev to write a sefer Torah. So legabe that avada. If you're missing one letter, you don't have a sefer Torah. But legabe reading the sefer Torah, but see, but that's a tekana, says it's tekana neviim. For that, you would need a sefer Torah that it was all the letters. As I time it the Ran, mefurish in the Ran, that the Mishnah is referring to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and still the Mishnah says clearly that Svaram Chama Mechalashen. You see, the Gemara says even Tefillin and Mezuzahs really would work with Halashen, just having Xeris Akasa, Kiksamim. So the Ran really is pretty mefurish that you're on the kind of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah in other Lashonis. Now the Bi'ur HaGram in Siman Kuf Mem Beis in that discussion of missing letters, he asks a kasha on the Ran that the Mishnah is not discussing missing Ksiva Sefer Torah because the Mishnah is talking about all Svarim. Like the Gemara is Mavur, like we'll see, that it wasn't talking about Svarim of Neviim and Ksuvim. There is no mitzvah. So if we're not talking about Kriya, so we're talking about the mitzvah. So what mitzvah is there by Neviim and Ksuvim? But the Gra says, Lamaisa, you don't see a raya to the Ramban, you don't see a raya that we're discussing Kriya, maybe we're not discussing Kriya, because you can say the Mishnah is talking about Latame Yaseyadai. Lagabe Tome Yaseyadai, is it a safe Latame Yaseyadai? Now the Mermaid Southern Nitziv says that the Mishnah is talking about Lagabe Kedusha Sefer Torah, and Kedusha is Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Now, and the Chanami, Lagabe that, there's an Afkamina, also Lagabe Tame Yaseyadai. I think the Gaon also means that way. I think who are them? We had the Gemara and the Zayin and Alf discussing is Kehelis Matami Yisidayim, is Sherashir Matami Yisidayim, is Esther Matami Yisidayim. Avada means the same thing. It's not only a Shail the Gabi that the Kana of Tom Yisidayim, the Shail is the Gabi that Iker Kedusha Sefer. If it has a Kedusha, has it then Sefer? Has a Kedusha of a Sefer? Nafkamina Allah, the Gabi that Tom Yisidayim. But to me it seems that Ramban and Ran are arguing about this Nakuda. They're both masking that the Mishnah is discussing Kedusha Sefer. Does it have it then Sefer? The question I have is, if it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer, could you read it B'Sibur? The Ramban nems on Avadanat. So that's why the Ramban says, are you going to tell me it has a Kedusha Sefer even if it's missing letters? But you see, Tefillin and Mezuzahs don't. And Eimei Tefillin and Mezuzahs Sefer Torah. Ella, Shesram and Tehom HaChalash, and like I've been missing letters, you don't have that. Now Shengen the Ramban says, no, even if it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah, you can still read from it. But according to the Rishonim, the Ramban, I think, is clear. And I would say, according to the Ramban also, the Mishnah is discussing if it has Kedusha Sefer. Now, after the Turi Evan says that the Mishnah is discussing whether you can write it and learn from it is really often a Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos, the Afkuf Tez Vavim and Aleph discusses, Gemara and Shabbos quotes a Machlokes Tanon if you're allowed to read from a Sefer that's written Mechol HaShoynes. You're allowed to learn from a Sefer written Mechol HaShoynes. This is a Machlokes Tanon. Rashi says, who's the Machlokes Tanon? In this Mishnah, Tanakama says you are, Rishim Gamliel says you're not, only Avanus. So I think the Torah Evan Emdon like this. The Torah Evan Emdon is Pashit, that it wouldn't have a Kedusha Sefer if it's written in other Lashonis. Avanus, Kedusha Sefer, Nid Lashon Kaidish. That's the Torah Evan Emdon for Dabba Pashit. And that's why in Emdon for Dabba Pashit, that you're not Yetzin the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. So what is the mission discussing? Well, the Stam, is there a heter, even if it's not a Kedusha Sefer, is there a heter to write it and learn from it? That's what the mission is discussing, and that's what the Gemara in Shabbos is Mufurish. That there is a discussion, are you allowed to have a sefer of a translation of the Torah of Neviim and Ksuvim and learn from it? Yes or no? And that's the machlokes in this Mishnah. But the Torah Evan learns, the machlokes is not a finesse Kedusha Sefer. Because he's naming on it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer because you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah with such a sefer. That's what he names on. But the Gayin and the Nesiv them on Vakeh. The discussion is if actually Kedusha Sefer. And Vakeh, this din of whether you land it right and learn it is telling Kedusha Sefer. If it has Kedusha Sefer, so then Avada you could write and learn from it. If it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer, so Dvarim Shemaksavit, the Rishai Lerim Melpeh, also means that you have to write in a Sefer with Kedusha Sefer. You can't write it B'chol Hashem. What's bothering about Turi Evan is what does it do with the Gemara? The last Gemara in the Amid, V'Reminu, Mikra Shekasa Tagim, Tagim Shekasa Mikra, V'Ksav Ivri, Einim Matam Esedayim, Achlech V'Einim V'Ksav Eshur Esel Sefer B'diyoy. What's the Kasha? If the Mishnah is not discussing Tumas Yadayim, the Mishnah is discussing whether you're allowed to learn from it, so good, you're allowed to learn from it, but still it's not Matamas Yadayim. What's the Shverkite? And Lachari and Daichik, why would, according to Rebbe, it's a Daichik to say the Gemara with Naaman that, oh, even though you're allowed to write to learn from it, Mimel will be Matamas Yadayim. Lachari, Tumas Yadayim is telling the Kedusha Sefer, even if you're allowed to write and learn from it, it wouldn't be Matamas Yadayim, unless that's Kedusha Sefer, If a Torah Eved is learning, it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer, like you see, he's naming on, you don't have Ksiva Sefer Torah. In Bechol Lashon, so what's the Gemara's Kasha from the Braisa of Eni Matam Yisidayim? You see Mefurish in the Braisa, like the guy in that we're discussing Tumas Yadayim. We're not discussing Ksiva Sefer Torah, we're not discussing Kriya Sefer Torah, we're discussing Tumas Yadayim, but you could say it's a Tzushtel. We're discussing Tumas Yadayim, meaning the Ikka Kedusha Sefer. So then, if you hold for Kriya Sefer Torah, you need the Kedusha Sefer, like the Ramban, so good, so Vada Doshdeit. If you hold not that way, so it could be, even if it's missing letters, you can have a Kriya. Falakavanim, the Braisa, that the Gemara Buddha is a steering to the Mishnah, it says clearly that the Pshat and the Mishnah is discussing Lamitum Mizidayim, which I'm learning means Lagavi the Ikadin Kedushas is a Sefer.